Sorry, hold on. So that's it, basically. Sorry, a couple of screw-ups there, but should probably get my, you know, you buy these things and then you don't use them. You should use my little music stand I have here. I have a little desktop music stand. All right. Everybody ready? So let's work through, we'll work through the first bar a couple of times. And then we'll do the second bar. We'll build it the same way we did last week, just to remind some of you who have it. And for those of you who don't have it, we'll just take it nice and easy. So, that's the first bar with the pickup. There's an E pickup there. I think everybody, I should have asked this first, right? You know what, let me just organize this a little bit so I can see the chat. Everybody knows what tune we're doing, right? I'm assuming, right? So it's called the Four-Leafed Shamrock. I probably should have put that up at the very beginning, you know. I want you to learn this tune you never heard of before and you don't know the name of and you don't know how it goes. But we're going to learn it right now. There you go. Okay, let's do that together. 3, 4, and. Of course, there's going to be a fraction of delay, right? So if I count it in, you're going to be a little bit behind me. So I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the music. So you should be, just go with my count. You should be fine, right? Right? So let's do the next bar. So it starts on the D. So this is in the key of D, so you go, you have a C sharp. And again, I brought this up last week. So if you're thinking about, just think logically about the melody and what we're doing. If you're moving around the scale of D, so if D and you're going up the keyboard, this my keyboard this way, or up the scale to the from high to low. It's basically you're following the scale. D, B, A, F sharp. Okay? So from the beginning, I'll play it. Okay? Let's do that together. I'll do it a little slower. 3, 4, and. All right, we'll do it one more time. 3, 4, and. Okay, the next bar. Again, we're following the scale, but now we're going from low to high. Now, this is, I brought this up last week. So this is one of the tricky things about, so this is a Patty O'Brien tune. So this is the beauty about his writing. So it doesn't go where you think it's going to go. So when you think of a scale and your ear is going to play tricks on you, you think you're going to go to the right note when you're actually not. That would be a normal thing to do, to go from F sharp to A. He goes from F sharp to B. So even after 50 years, that throws me off too. So you got to think about that when you're learning somebody's tunes. Where in what direction is it going? And is it going to throw you some of those little kind of gotcha kind of things? So it starts on the D, E. So that's the full bar. Right? So here, on the second part of that bar, the third bar, you think you D, you're going to continue going up the scale, but in fact, he goes back to the A. Again, he throws you for another loop right there, because the next note is going to be the E, but he wants to throw you off before you get there. Okay, so let's do those three bars together with the pickup. Three, four, and. Beautiful tune. It's so simple, but it's so beautiful. Right? Let's do it again. Three, four, and. Okay, the next bar. I think most of you have been playing long enough to know that's a, you know, that grouping of notes could be in any number of tunes that you've learned over the lifetime of your playing. It's a very, very straightforward little loop of notes there. Starting on the E. Again. But let me bring this, go back to some of the stuff I said last week. We're learning this tune. We're learning each bar. We're learning even half a bar at a time if need be. And we're learning to play the notes, right? So the important thing is that the comment there is to play the notes. We're learning to play the notes, okay? We're learning the phrasing and the rhythm as we go. We're obviously learning some ornament because the first bar, the first thing we do is do a little triplet on the D, right, at the very beginning. We're going to add to this once we get it better, right, once we learn the whole melody. That's the only issue I don't have a problem with is learning the melody, get some basic ornaments in there, and then going back and embellishing the melody more once you get to know it better. But the important thing is you've got to play every note. Don't be in such a rush to skip over it, you know. Okay. I do that again. Okay, we'll do that again. Three, four, and. Okay, I want to say this other thing too, about that first triplet, right? If you're playing the fiddle, it's so easy to do a bow trill there. But I would prefer that you actually try and physically play the triplet if you can. Now, there's going to be situations where you can't do that on the violin because, you know, we play different instruments, okay? But it's D, C sharp, D. So you should be able to play that. You should be able to play that triplet. And I think it's a good exercise to learn a tune like this and to learn how to do that. Now, when things pick up and they get a little faster, you're in a session, it's a little too fast for you, then maybe just switch over to a bow trill because it'll be easier for you, probably. Okay? But I think you should learn how to do the triplets. Don't, you know, challenge yourself all the time. And it goes for any other instrument, you know, or the accordions, of course. So D, C sharp, D, that's straightforward on the accordion. Okay, three, four, and. So we're going to repeat now. The next bar is a repeat. Okay, now if you remember this tune from last week, the next bar is almost a repeat. We're just, instead of holding the D on the next bar, we're going to add an A. So instead of doing, which is on the first line of the music, we're going to, don't get confused. It's exactly the same thing. All you're doing is you're shortening the first note and you're adding the A. Every other note is the same as what you just did on the first line of the melody, right? So we're on the second line and we're repeating, almost repeating the first two bars that we just learned. Okay, and then the next bar is, again, a repeat. Okay? I don't like the ending of this the way it's written. So I think... I would do that. I just like that better at the ending. Okay? Any questions? Am I okay? Am I confusing you guys? Because I'm not there with you. So, and it's not one-on-one. So
more repeats.
What's that? Oh, Karen?
More repeats.
More repeats. Okay.
And I'm hook-headed.
Well, once we got to the end now. So I'll just loop it. Okay. So I'll loop the whole first part and we'll play it like 4 or 5 times, okay? And you just follow me, okay? Okay, 3, 4, and. Okay, so let's start the B part, okay? Because I don't want to end up, you know, doing this again and not learning the B part of the tune, right? And of course, I could do with some help on that myself. So I'll do the first couple of bars here. Okay, so again, he does this... thing where it's not quite what you expect it's going to be. So if you think of other melodies that you learn, that you play, so if you go to a D, you're thinking you're going to go somewhere right away and you don't, because he does the, and then he stays on the D, which really throws you off. Again, even me after 50 years, that actually throws me off. So you stay on that D. So it's D, A, F sharp A. Do that slow together if we can. 3, 4, and. Again. And of course, we have a pickup here too, as well. 3, 4, and. Okay, the next bar. Again, this bar is a very common group of notes that shouldn't throw you for a loop if you've been playing music for a little while. I don't know how many times I've done that in an Irish tune, from the high B, F sharp, A, F sharp. That's two different tunes I've already played with that same bar. Okay, so again, the more you think about how you learn tunes, and the more you think, don't, it's easy for me to say, you guys know, you know me inside out now. I've screwed up so much since I started this slow session thing. There is no secrets about the stuff that I screw up. But if you think about it from a logical point of view, don't allow the fact that it sounds like another tune to get in the way. And that's my point. Embrace it and say, oh, that sounds like such and such tune. Okay, well, then learn that bar. You don't have to learn the whole tune. Like, okay, if it's like that other bar, then play it. That means you know it already, right? And so if you go back to what I always say and what I said last week is that once you play it, once you know it. So even if you know it from another tune, you just reinforce the fact that you actually know those notes, right? So. So if you're reading the music and you see it in front of you, you know all those notes are supposed to be the same, but this is Irish music. So you get that nice little swing. So we'd go back to the beginning of the B part from the B pickup, 3, 4, and. Okay, we'll do that again, maybe a little slower. All right, 3, 4, and. Again, 3, 4, and. Sorry, I should have resolved it to the B there. Okay, the next bar starts off with a B. So you're ending the second bar with a B and you're starting the next bar with a B. So let's do both of those B together so we understand the connection. So again, a phrase that's used in hundreds and thousands of tunes. I mean, it's like, it's the beauty and the beast of Irish music, right? So that's bar 3. Goes up to the F sharp. I'm adding the B from the previous bar, okay? Right, we'll do that slow. 3, 4, and. Okay. How am I doing? You have to let me know. If I'm going too fast for you, let me know. But I'm trying to do it as slow as it makes sense, right? So rhythmically it makes sense. Right. So let's go back to the beginning again, and we'll work our way through the first three bars with the B pickup. 3, 4, and... Okay, we'll do that again. 3, 4, and... Okay, the next bar.
Can we do it a couple more times, John?
Sure. So why don't I loop it, okay? So we'll do the first three bars with the pickup, and I'll loop it 3 or 4 times. One, okay, 3, 4, and... Okay, it's hard for me to loop. So what I'll do, I'll let you do that whole line, and we'll leave out the pickup, and I'll just loop it. It'll be easier that way. Okay. If it doesn't make any sense, just chime in and stop me. Okay, from the beginning of the B part. 3, 4, and. An itch. I had to scratch. So did that make sense for you guys?
Yes, thank you.
Wow, I can't believe how many people we have.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow, it's incredible. So good to see you. Hi, Mary. How are you? How was your birthday? You had a good time?
Great, thank you. Yes. Thanks for that picture you posted. That was fun.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the playwright. Yeah, we had some good sessions there, didn't we?
Yeah, sure did.
Even though I'm not there, I'm looking forward to opening up again, you know?
Yeah. Oh, me too. Absolutely.
I'm sure Joe is too. Poor Joe, you know? Claudine, how are you?
How is Joe doing, John?
Oh, no, Joe's doing fine. He probably misses it terribly, you know?
Right.
Especially, right. What was his favorite drink? I forget. It was some kind of whiskey, but I forget.
Some kind of whiskey, yeah. It wasn't Jameson, though.
No. I forget what it was called. He's a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, he is.
How are you doing, Claudine? I'm sorry, folks. I have to say hello to my Connecticut family here. So, All right. Let's go back to the beginning before I get too sidetracked. That kind of happens to me a lot, doesn't it? Part of my MO. I once did a trip many, many years ago. My father's anniversary is tomorrow, God rest his soul, right? So he came over for his first visit, and unfortunately, my ex-wife and I had to work. And so we went to work in the morning, and we called the house later that morning, no answer. So we called the house again, no answer. We're calling the house all day long. No answer. My God, what happened to my father? Geez, what the heck is going on? We can't get a hold of him. Finally, we get home, and he's there. And where the heck? We were calling you all day. Where were you? Oh, I just went for a walk. All day? He said, well, I sat down on a bench there, he said, in Main Street in Nyack, New York. He said, and I just chatted to people all day long. He spent the whole day on a park bench talking to people. That's my fault. That's what I grew up with. So at least it gives you context. You'll understand why I am the way I am. So, all right. So let's keep going now. Let's go to the last line. If you have the music in front of you, the last four bars. Again, we're following the scale. So if you think about this, that's pretty straightforward. Again, if I could think of a tune, that's probably in the middle of some other tune somewhere. Very straightforward line, starting on the D. Again, if you're looking at the music, all those notes are written the same way, but we want to get a nice little swing in there, so. So I'm thinking when I'm playing, I want to be doing this, right? So 3-4 3-4 3-4. So if you put these little groups of notes and this feeling and the phrasing and the rhythm together, it's not as complicated as you think it might be, right? So you should really be able to play it at that speed. 3-4 3-4 So the next one. Now, we already played these notes. We already played this bar. It's the second bar of the B part, okay? So you know it already. You've already played it, and we looped it, and we've played it several times already. So it's really the only real repeat in the B part of the tune, okay? So let's put those two bars together. Okay. So as we're learning this, I don't know how it comes out over the computer, but think about the sound that I'm creating, right? The volume, which note I'm playing loud. So when I was learning and we had records, because I didn't have slow downer and I didn't have anything, I had cassette tapes and records. But I would listen to Joe Burke, right? So I would listen to how loud he played the note, how soft the note was. I'd pay attention to how fast the note was. If he played the note the same way the second time he played it. So somebody's open here. Yes. I don't. Thank you, sir. Okay, sorry. Well, thank you. Thank you for the reminder. Okay, so anyway, so you get the idea. So it's important, as we're learning these melodies, I'm playing these slow enough for you to be able to hear how the phrasing goes, the length of the note, the timing, right, and the volume of the note. So the volume will help you. Okay, oh, John plays the D louder than the A. Well, there's a reason for that, because I'm trying to give you an idea of the phrasing, okay? So we'll keep moving forward. Okay, we'll do that again a little slower. 3, 4, and. Again, 3, 4, and. Again, 3, 4, and. Right, the ending. So we're going to go from the B again. This is where he changes up on how we wrote the melody. So you're going to go from the B to the D. So we've played this before in the first part of the tune. I think. We did something similar to that, actually, but not exactly that. So in the other bar, we went to the A. Here he goes up to the F sharp instead of going back to the A, okay? That's the very end in the last two bars. I'll do it again, slow, 3, 4, and. Again, 3, 4, and. Again, 3, 4, and. All right, so let's do the last line, do the last four bars, and I'll loop it again like we did the first half, and I'll play it a bunch of times, okay? And I'll try and keep it at a decent tempo for you. 3, 4, and. Okay, so let's do the whole B part. Okay, any questions before I do that? I'm going to scroll through my pages here. Well, we're up to three pages. 61 people, that's amazing. And we still have 20 minutes to go or something. All right, so no questions. All right, so let's just loop the second part of the tune, starting with the pickup. Okay. On the B, 3, 4, and. Thank you. So I just want to reiterate and solidify the fact that you've got to play every note. Okay, a lot of times I'll be teaching somebody and they're saying, you know, I can't play it that fast. I can't play it that fast. When in actual fact, they're playing too fast and they're missing notes because they're playing too fast. So don't anticipate, right? So if you're building your foundation, you have to build it playing each note. You can't skip notes, okay? And we're going slow enough for you to play those notes. Remember, you got to play it once you know it. You got to believe it. You got to believe in yourself. You can trust your judgment. You may not get it perfect the first or second time, but let's work on the third and fourth time, okay? But you've got to trust your instincts, and you know your instrument well enough, you should be able to do it, no problem. If you're a complete beginner, then, you know, all you need is time. Yes. Go ahead.
Could you, the end of the first half of the second part, could you just do that again? Because I feel like we kind of jumped over that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How that fits.
I added, when we went back to play, I added the triplet there, but it's written as two notes. So again, we talked about this last week, so maybe I should just reiterate this. If you have a melody where you have two notes that are the same, then generally speaking, you should be able to put a little triplet on that note.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't have to do that, and you don't want to do it every time. But while you're learning it, if you can do it while you're playing it slow, then you learn the triplet, and then you can put the triplet in and out when you want. Okay? So that's really the optimal time to do it. So I would, when I'm learning a tune like this, I would put that triplet in all the time, okay? I took it out because I was teaching you guys. But in reality, if I'm learning it, let's do the last two bars of the first four bars of the melody, right? Again, I'm going to reiterate this part. That little section of notes has been repeated in so many melodies in Irish music. If you start analyzing the tunes that you've learned already, I wouldn't be surprised if you came across it. And if you haven't, you're bound to sooner or later. So... Right, so let's just loop that B part again, and then we'll go back to the first part and we'll loop the whole tune. Okay, 3, 4, and. Okay, let's go back to the A part. I don't think we're going to have time to do the second tune, I don't think. There's no point in starting a second tune now, but so we'll do another tune starting next week. We probably would have had this done last week, but half an hour wasn't enough time. So let's think about next week, and I'll let everybody know, I think. I'll send out an email to the general list, if that's okay, and I'll let you know what I want to learn. I think I'm going to change the tune we're going to do next week. Okay, so let's just repeat this a whole bunch of times from the very beginning of the melody. All right, 3, 4, and.
Okay.
One more time. See, I messed that up. So you know that happened because I got complacent, right? I got too confident, and so right where I made that mistake is where he goes down to the D, which is what he does, and I've written the same way in some of the tunes that I've written. So you don't expect it to go to the low D there. And of course, I got, you know, too into myself and forgot that I had to go to the low D. So that's why I messed that up. So it's easy to do. So I would say this, we're going to have to go to the session, but when you're learning your tunes, take your time. And I thought we did overall tempo. I mean, how do you guys feel overall about that tempo at the end? I'm switching screens. So what is my second stream? Pippa and Mark, what do you guys think about that tempo at the very end there? Okay. Debbie, what do you think?
It's fine.
were you playing?
I thought it was good for learning.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good to get an idea because in reality, what I did was, and this is a thing I do a lot when I'm teaching, is I let you stop pushing the tempo. And what I try and get across to my students in general is that, you know, speed is, you know, if we're playing here and we go to here, it's really not that much faster. Now, you can't go from here to here because that's too much of a jump. But if you go these increments, right, and you sped up, right, every 5 or 6 times that you play the tune, before you know it, you'll be actually playing the tune at a fairly good tempo. So before we start the session, let's give it a shot. I'll pick a tempo and you guys play along with me, okay? So I'm gonna push you guys a little bit. All right, 3, 4, and. Thank you. guys did good, right? So sometimes it's good to push yourself and get rid of the doubt and the, you know. You know, when I was teaching my session class at Swannanoa, we would learn tunes like this. We talk about all the session stuff and etiquette and all that stuff, but you know, ultimately we would learn tunes, and they have a root review like most camps at the end of the week, where we would play together. And I remember, believe it or not, I remember teaching this. So I forget what that's called off the top of my head, but I taught that tune, and half the class was, there's no way that we're going to play that at the end of the week in the root review. There's no way. We can't do it. And I said, there's no such word as can't. And I said, you'll do it. You will do it. And they did. And they were like so high on the fact that they got this tune down and so excited. And the root review at the end of the week was what they did was amazing. Okay? So, you know, you take your time in the beginning, you learn the notes, you learn the phrasing, you learn the rhythm, and you gradually speed it up as you go. And the increments of tempo are not outrageous for you where you think, you know, you're not going to be able to handle it. And that is the key right there, to speed it up. But don't wait 2 months to speed it up. Wait 3 or 4 days, maybe at the very most. Or do it the way we did it today. We did it in an hour. It was amazing. All right. Any questions before we switch over to the session? Because I got to switch modes here.
Hi, John. I missed the very first part because I forgot that you were starting early. And as it was, I had to get up at 6 o'clock. So anyway, 6 in the morning. I kept wanting to, and I suppose it doesn't really matter. But you know, the last bar of da 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 da, the way the A part ends. That's the way I wanted to end this. I keep hearing it in my head. That's the way I want to end the second part. But I suppose it doesn't really matter that much. And there was little differences, but.
Well, the second part actually ends. That's the second one. The first part, the way they have it's written here, is, which I don't like.
Yeah.
And I do. That's what.
Oh, wait! That's the way I want to end the second part. That's right. Yeah. Yes. Da 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 da. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's nice to go from that first part and then change it back to. I kind of like that ending the tune. All right.
Yeah.
So you'll get used to it. Once you play it and just be conscious of it. You know, the fact that you're aware of it is good. You know, so I think it's because when you do that kind of stuff, it kind of teaches you and gives you the understanding in its own way that it's okay to change things up a little bit, right? So that, and then you get used to changing things so that when you do change something, it's not, you know, I find that a lot of times when I'm teaching and I go in there and change something, everybody gets completely confused. I might change one note in the whole bloody tune, and then all of a sudden they fall apart. And I'm like, why are you falling apart? We've changed one tune, one note. So, you know, so sometimes it's good to change things and work these different variations into a melody. Because as you learn more tunes, it makes it easier for you. Okay, I hope that makes some sense. So, all right.
Something that really helped in one workshop that I did a few years ago at Fiddle Tunes was, it was a fairly common tune, but it was a slightly different version, like really slightly. And the teacher said, I don't care about your other tune. You have to learn this one. So pretend it's a brand new tune. And I thought, okay, that's a good idea. Forget about it. Do this one.
I think that's a good idea. So give me 1 second here, because apparently I didn't print my set list. So let's do... I see it there. I'm printing it now. The Wise Maid, Coolies, and what was the other one? Coolies and Maybe Behind the Bar. to start. That'll be a good start, and I'm praying my list. So the wise maid. When I learned it as a kid, it had a name called All Around the World. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that name of the tune, but that's the name I had as a. Thank you, honey.
Coffee.
As a,
tea.
Actually, yeah, tea.
Tea.
Yeah, thank you. That's the name I had. So just the wise maid and a. Okay, so we haven't done these tunes in a while, I don't think. Ready?